Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week, as we continue in our Luke series, we're reflecting on Jesus' teaching on prayer from Luke 11, 1 to 13. And today we consider the need to ask for protection in prayer. Let's read from Luke 11, 1 to 4. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done,'" it says in Matthew actually, "your will be done. 'Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation." Today's lesson: true humility seeks to avoid and prays to avoid temptation. Let's say that again. True humility seeks to avoid and prays to avoid temptation. We're in a spiritual battle every day, and it's vital but overlooked by too many that we must pray for protection. A healthy prayer diet regularly asks for protection against temptation and dark forces. I know that I often go into the day without having put on the full armour of God, so that I can take my stand against the devil's schemes, as it says in Ephesians 6:11. Many of us, like Peter, who believed that he was invulnerable to temptation. We read of the trials of Peter from Luke 22:31 to 34. "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." But he replied, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me." Peter was proud, put his faith in himself. He thought that he was stronger than the other disciples. He thought that he could stand against temptation, and he fell. Unlike Jesus, Peter fails to pray. It's through Jesus' prayer that Peter would turn back and strengthen his brothers. Likewise, let's pray for God's protection in, and that we would be kept from, the sifting that Satan assaults us with. Later in this gospel, we again see that the disciples fail to listen to Jesus, and so fail to pray for protection that leads to their defeat. We read in Luke 22, 40 to 41 and 44 to 46. "On reaching the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you will not fall into temptation.' He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. 'Why are you sleeping?' he asked them. 'Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.'" Jesus tells them to watch and pray so that they will not fall into temptation, but they fail to do so. John Stott writes about this, quote, "Watch and pray," Jesus urged. It was failure to obey this order which led the apostles into their disastrous disloyalty. Similar failure leads to similar disloyalty today. It is by prayer that we wait on the Lord and renew our strength. Without prayer, we are much too feeble and flabby to stand against the might of the forces of evil. End quote. So, in response, true humility seeks to avoid and prays to avoid temptation. Maybe you've heard the story of a rich lady who wanted to employ a driver. She tested the applicant's skill by asking them to drive to the edge of a cliff and back. The first two applicants showed their great prowess and nerve by performing magnificent maneuvers that just kept them from plunging over the cliff and into the waves crashing against the rocks far below. The final driver, however, drove very slowly and went nowhere near the cliff edge. The two daring drivers were astonished when she gave the job to Mr. Boring. In explanation, she said, "I don't want to employ a driver who takes risks. I want a driver that keeps as far from danger as possible." May this be our attitude. Let's not trust ourselves overly much. Let's not be like the fool that Proverbs speaks about, who decides to just take a walk down the road where he knows that very attractive woman hangs out. Replace the cliff and the attractive woman with anything you like, but let's pray and steer well clear of temptation. God bless you.